today. But look what he's got on his t-shirt. I mean, it's just perfect, isn't it? Yeah. So Jesus, could you just stand here? It's great to have you here, Jesus. I want to be like you when I grow up. So Jesus, he's with his group of disciples. Anybody want to be a disciple? Anybody want to be a disciple? Come up and be a disciple. Yes, come up and be a disciple. Stand here. Fantastic. I love your enthusiasm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. How keen are you? That's fantastic. Anyone else want to be a disciple? Come stand with us. Come stand this side. No. Jesus, you stand there. You two disciples, come stand here. Anyone else want to be a disciple? Oh, fantastic. We have some little disciples. We have some little disciples. And big disciples. This is great. Fantastic. That's great. You kind of gather into a group over there. You stand it. That's perfect, beautiful. We like the disciples, and they're trying to be like Jesus. So you all look at Jesus. Because he's the big guy. He knows everything. Yeah. Okay, so Jesus, he's told his disciples that he's on his way to Jerusalem. Everyone say Jerusalem?
Jerusalem.
Now, what do we know about Jerusalem? Jerusalem is that big city which is set on a hill, but it's a city that is really important for the whole of Israel. It's the center of their whole life. It's where God comes and draws close. It's where they do all their worship. And it's the center of everything. It's where they meet with God. And Jesus has told his disciples he's going to go to Jerusalem. Everyone say Jerusalem. In order to die. Who's going to meet them? I need another Jesus, he's going to hold their arms up like this. Who's going to do that? Fantastic. Fantastic, you come and stand here. Fantastic, come a bit further down. That's great. And just, don't look so happy. Okay, that's great. Okay, great. So Jesus has told his disciples that he's going to go to Jerusalem. Everyone say Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
In order to die. And the disciples don't really understand this. It doesn't really make sense. No, you go to Jerusalem in order to be king. And he said, yeah, I'm going to Jerusalem in order to be king, but I'm going to die, first of all. And then he says, I want you disciples. They're going already. I want you disciples. This is beautiful, isn't it? It's great. That's just so key, the disciples. To go to all the villages and towns, because between where they are now and Jerusalem, everyone say Jerusalem. There is a whole town. So that's Jerusalem. And Jesus is going to go all the way to Jerusalem in order to die. But in between where Jesus is and Jerusalem, everyone say Jerusalem. Just keeping you awake. There are a whole load of towns. And so Jesus, in his wisdom, to help the disciples to grow, to become more mature than they currently are, he says to his disciples, and he chooses 72 of them. And he says, send them out in twos. Can you get into twos? You're in twos. Yeah, you two get together, you two. Yeah, perfect. I'm glad you got her, because. So they go out in twos. And they're to do a certain thing. Should we give them a round of applause? What are they to do? They are to go. Do you like going? Would you like staying? Answer if you're a goer. Answer if you're a stayer. You see, Tori and I, we have slightly different personalities. We go on holiday, we get excited about that in our ideals, and then there's the holiday itself. And just as we get to that moment in our lives when we're about to go, Tori becomes a stayer. She wants to tidy the house, make it all good, get ready for when we return. I want to go. I want to leave this place. Some of us are instinctive goers. Others are instinctive stayers. But this isn't about personality. This is about everyone being given a mission, a purpose, and being called to go. So I want you to do something really important. I want you to tell the person next to you to go. Yeah, I don't want you to go, I just want you to tell them to go. Now, you see, we have hundreds of people here today. But the truth is that you think that that someone else should go. You probably think that someone standing at the front should go. Now, I don't mean you will be away and leave, but you think that this is the task of those who get ordained to go. But it's not. Jesus chooses his normal, everyday disciples, and he tells them to go. The second thing he tells them is to say peace to people. When you go and say hello to people, bring your peace to them. Shalom. Give them something that makes you warm to them and they warm to you. And you'll know the difference when you share peace with someone in the photocopier or in the classroom or when you're doing some spreadsheets at the computer or you're giving them a cup of coffee or whatever it is, you can bring peace. Wherever you are, you can bring peace. And you'll know that sometimes the peace comes back. And sometimes there's a bit of a wall. Have you had that experience? When Jesus says, when the peace comes back, where you hang around at the photocopier or with the company. The third thing he says is eat. I like Jesus. In fact, he says, don't go and feed other people. He says, receive the food that they give you. So when biscuits are out at work, that means you must go to where the biscuits are. Share your peace with those around you. And let them feed you. See, who would want to follow Jesus? Why does Jesus ask us to receive the hospitality of others? I think it's because he wants us to let other people serve us rather than us just think that we're doing something to them. Be served. I think he's saying. And allow other people to bless you. And that's another sign that they're on your side. So you're eating the biscuits, and what else must you do other than eat the biscuits? Oh. Wowzers. That's a big thing, isn't it, to pray for healing for someone. But I can guarantee you that everybody in your office or in your school or in your college or wherever you are, there'll be something in their life that they're thinking is not right, out of sync and broken. And they'll be thinking before they come to work, and maybe during their work, and maybe when they're going home from work, they'll be thinking about this thing most of the time. Wondering whether this thing could get sorted. And maybe Jesus would want you to be someone who could bring his healing to them. Wow. You mean? Yeah, you. And the last thing he says is when you heal them, tell them. What must you tell them? The kingdom of God is at hand. The king is here for you. The king is here for you. Go. Peace, eat, heal, tell. Let's say that together. One more time. This is Jesus' words to us this week. When you leave this place, go, share your peace. Eat with people who are different from you. Receive their biscuits and donuts and whatever else they want to give you. Look for the place where God might heal and break into their lives and tell them that Jesus is here for them.